Grieving at any age is difficult, but many psychologists say for young adults it's particularly isolating. 20 and 30-somethings don't often have the peers who can relate, and there are few resources designed solely for the age group. But a new support system is emerging in cities across the country called the Dinner Party. Some say the concept is part of a larger trend of new ways that young adults connect to find more meaning and purpose in their lives. WBUR's Deborah Becker recently attended one of the dinner parties in Boston and has this report.
At first, it seems like any other dinner party, with folks putting the last-minute touches on the meal as guests arrive. In the kitchen of her Jamaica Plain apartment, Rosie Hosking describes the menu.
Now, I have prepared a ratatouille, and it's very easy, and it's also vegan. So it's it's all the plus points for a dinner party of people you don't know very well.
Although they don't know each other well, the guests at this potluck dinner are coming together to talk about something that has profoundly affected each of them, the loss of a loved one.
Thank you, Rosie, for opening your doors.
Thank you so much.
And to all of you for opening doors.
That's Lennon Flowers. She helps those grieving find dinner parties like this one. After the toast and the usual small talk about traffic or the food, the conversation quickly goes deeper. Flowers starts.
I was asked the question, how long has it been, earlier this week? And I had to, count on my fingers. And I realized it'll be 9 years in February.
9 years since her mother died of cancer.
I had this, surge of just missing the shit out of my mom, you know? And I think I'm, finally coming to appreciate the fact that, holidays give me general anxiety disorder. they, loom closer and closer.
The four women at this meal, and 80% of the people who attend these dinners are women, have lost a parent. 29-year-old Allison Bard's mother died 6 years ago. She says she often can't talk about her loss with relatives who may also be grieving or friends who may find such conversations uncomfortable. And she says it's helpful to talk with others who are also navigating early adulthood.
I just started grad school and business school, and my mom went to the same business school. This whole experience has been hey, Mom, what would you, tell me about this? I'm feeling out of my element here.
It's interesting. I've never thought of it as, placing, the words that you would want somebody to say. Of course you would give me this advice, so.
I know I'm being objective right now, but, this is what you would say, right?
So my mom is always, my supporter. She's, my champion. And so, if I'm being super hard on myself, what she says to me is, stop. That's so nice to hold on to, but it's also, that represents kind of this giant hole.
Life's milestones can bring up powerful emotions influenced by loss, says 35-year-old Rosie Hosking. Her father died when she was 3 years old. She's now pregnant with her first child.
And now that I'm having a baby myself, my husband is going to be a father. And I'm well, I have no advice for you because I have no idea what husbands or fathers are supposed to do, And I'm just so thankful that these gatherings have given me a place where I can start to just sort of think about it all, talk about it all.
The dinner party started by accident 5 years ago when Flowers and a coworker arranged a dinner in Los Angeles for friends they knew who had lost a parent. Soon they were inundated with people asking how to hold their own. Now a formal nonprofit, the dinner party helps pair participants with tables around the country. Flowers says the young adults she knows are looking for meaning and are often skeptical of organized religion and therapy.
As we have kind of abandoned institutions and sacred spaces, we are still looking for spaces where we can talk about, what we normally would have shared with a priest.
A Pew Research Center survey in May found that more than a third of millennials, who are defined as those born after 1980, do not affiliate with any religion. But Harvard Divinity student Casper DeKyle says that doesn't mean they're not interested.
It's very easy to paint a picture of, this generation is not interested in religion, is very atheist. And some of that is true, but most of it isn't. There's a whole slew of millennials who are looking for meaning and looking for community and are being failed by the institutional churches, and so are having to find it in new places and having to create it for themselves.
And Jessica Foley, who was at the recent Boston dinner, was 13 when her father died. She says the dinner party is just one of the ways that she finds comfort for that loss.
I'm volunteering at this camp for kids who've lost someone, and that's been really amazing. Just feeling like in awe of that process, like, where the hell was camp when I was 13? Why didn't I go to camp? You know, this venue is like my camp.
With wine.
Right. Camp with wine. Yes. Absolutely.
There are now dinner party tables in more than 4 dozen cities, 3 of them in Greater Boston. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.